Welcome back to QR Calgary and More Than Money. And Leanna, when you build a portfolio, there's a lot of work that goes into building a portfolio. And if you're a money manager, you have to know your strengths and you have to know who's also strong out there. And sometimes you need to work with partners who come into play where they can add value to the overall either risk or and or return. Mm-hmm. And one partner that we've worked closely with is Algonquin Capital. This team has got a unique way of looking at the world. They have a unique way of looking at investing, especially in fixed income. And so we wanted to bring them on because we want to talk about the economy here in Canada. Where's the opportunities? What's the risks out there? And I think we should give them some time to kind of explain their side of the story, because mm-hmm. I think a lot of people will get some benefit out of it.
Mm-hmm. Particularly with all of the interest rate questions going on today, let's bring in somebody who is an expert on credit and all things interest rate.
So we've got Raj Tandon, founding partner of Algonquin Capital. Raj, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, let's kind of quickly go through Algonquin Capital and what's your wheelhouse and why you are one of the top in the game right now.
So I guess the genesis of our firm is really my co-founders and I and our partners are all ex-bank traders from the bond trading desks. And really the opportunity that we saw was to take the strategies and the methods we were using in the banks for decades and to take them and create products for retail investors and really bring the advantages of the bank trading, institutional trading style to retail, and really to really engineer better fixed income solutions for them.
And so one thing I think people need to understand is that you do it differently. When you think about typical bond managers that are out there, they'll buy bonds based upon their investment policy. However, they're limited in some of their opportunities of what they can and cannot do, primarily short and long, looking at different mechanisms. There's an opportunity a strategy that you can use that the lion's share of your peers in the bond market can't do. What's so unique about Algonquin Capital in that case?
Yeah, so what we've really done is taken the structure that is now available in Canada in the mutual fund format and really engineered ourselves some advantages. So the first one being we kind of get a bit of a head start by enhancing the yield on a bond portfolio. So we do that rather than, to your point, the lion's share of long-only managers or traditional managers. When they want to give an investor more yield, they juice their portfolios with lower quality assets. So be it high yield, be it emerging markets, or even some esoteric kind of private or structured products. We have the advantage in our structure to enhance that yield through adding more high quality. So adding kind of more big six banks to the portfolio and using that kind of structure to enhance the yield where we feel through quality, you're getting more security, more liquidity, and more transparency. And then the other really big advantage we have is we have more tools in which to manage our interest rate risk. So as a traditional bond manager, it becomes quite tricky in that you have to move a lot of bonds back and forth in order to manage your interest rate exposure. Whereas we can use tools such as futures in our portfolios to manage that exposure. So for example, in 2022, when interest rate hikes were happening, we were able to significantly reduce our exposure. And then last year, we were able to actually take advantage of the volatility in the market to kind of create excess returns for our investors.
So Leanna, you've been on a numerous amount of investment committee meetings that we've had, and we've always said, let's look at the research, and some research that we go through is some of the really smart people that we talk to, such as Algonquin Capital, mm-hmm. and they talk about the economy. Mm-hmm. What is it that you think that generally fixed income and primarily Algonquin Capital has as an edge versus the other forms of research that we have that would require them to be one of the key pieces of information that we look at when we're looking at our portfolios?
Well, I think one of the things is you have a bit of a specialty in the credit area. That's one of the things that we've talked about before. But I'm actually wondering, Raj, if you could maybe comment, because you mentioned the fixed income side and the interest rate risk that you're trying to mitigate through your portfolios. So tell us a little bit about how that interest rate risk has impacted you and where you see interest rates going for the next year.
Yeah, well, as mentioned, for most bond funds, the kind of very aggressive, probably the most aggressive hiking cycle we've seen in decades was, you know, very difficult, right? That, you know, naturally bonds are very sensitive to interest rate moves. So that big move higher that we had was, you know, as a lot of investors saw, created some pretty bad returns in the fixed income market. So we were able to mitigate that by reducing our overall exposure. But as you alluded to, now that we kind of feel the market is quite comfortable and we're quite comfortable that we've seen the last of the interest rate hikes and there's no more left in the tank for the central banks, now the focus has kind of shifted to interest rate cuts and the timing and pace of those that are to come. So actually now we've actually been adding some more interest rate exposure to our portfolios in order to capture the upside once the central banks do start their cutting process.
So Raj, you talk about we've pretty much tapped out on interest rate increases. There's cuts coming down the stream. You have to have an economic view. So why don't we start there? What's the economic view that you see through your lens? And then if you want to add to it, what do you expect or when do you expect these rate cuts to happen in Canada? And let's even throw US in there as well.
Well, I think right now the base case view is, you know, let's call it the soft landing, where the, you know, we might see some slowdown, you know, you might even get, and headlines might, you know, start pointing to negative GDP prints and throwing out the scary recession word. But really, to me, you know, if the economy slows to positive 0.1 or negative 0.1, you know, that's kind of immaterial from the market perspective. But we do kind of expect there to be some, you know, slowdown. And with that, you know, we're anticipating inflation to start coming down. But we don't anticipate, you know, our base case is not something very horrible to be happening in the world. But, you know, we should see some, you know, disruption in the economy. But in terms of the pace and timing of the cuts, right now in Canada, the market is kind of priced in or expecting cuts to start in the summer, kind of jockeying back and forth between June and July, and with around three cuts being delivered this year. So we kind of jockey between three and four. Today would be closer to three. In the States, which you might find kind of interesting, is they actually have the rate cuts, the expectation of the market today, starting a little earlier. So they're kind of expected to start in May or June and to deliver between four and five this year. And that might seem odd because, you know, we all know Canada and our economy here is more interest rate sensitive, given our mortgage cycle is 5 years versus theirs, which can be 30. And also the fact that our households, our consumers are more indebted. But we must remember two things. One, they are starting from a higher level in the States. In Canada, the overnight rate is five. There, it's 5.25 to 5.5. And also that the Federal Reserve has a dual mandate for inflation and employment, whereas in Canada, the mandate is just inflation. But right now, we do kind of feel that that kind of dichotomy might be a little bit too big in terms of, you know, the Bank of Canada might be forced to cut a little bit more aggressively than what the market is expecting today.
Raj, we're going to pause right there. We do have to go to commercial break and come back. We definitely want to get your take on the environmental impact. And what I mean by that is what's happening in the environment that makes it so attractive for fixed income now than probably in the last 15 years. We want to talk about that when we come back after the break. But we do have two seminars happening shortly, one in Lethbridge one in Calgary. We're going to talk about how to protect your income and how to use ideas like what Raj is talking about to also boost performance as well. When's our two seminars?
The next one is Tuesday, February the 13th. That's next week at the Sandman Signature in Lethbridge. The one after that is Tuesday, March 5th at 7 p.m. in person at the Carriage House here in Calgary. You do need to register for both of those. So for all the details, go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
Let's look for opportunity better than stocks, possibly. Join us after the break. You listen to QR Calgary and More Than Money.